up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy of iWatchMike.com, thevro.com, josemambo.com, the Crisco Kid Block Party. Just, yeah, a couple of blogs. I just do a little sum-sum. I like to share my love of TV, movies, and all that good stuff. And I know it's been a minute since I've done an audio boo. Normally I do audio boo movie reviews. I've decided to bring TV reviews and other things to my audio boo channel. So I'm back. I'm finally back. And the first thing that I want to talk about is last night's episode of The Originals, The Big Uneasy, that aired on the CW. It finally made its return after its little hiatus. For those of you that don't watch The Originals, you should, because it's a good show. And let's jump right into it. Before I even really get into the characters, I must say that one of the reasons I really love the show is because it's filmed in New Orleans. And who doesn't love New Orleans? If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. Every time I watch the show, I think to myself, I need to make another trip to New Orleans really, really soon. So let's now officially jump into this episode. It was crazy. Lots of like, what moments? I think one of the big moments was, for me, was Diego and the vampires teaming up with Marcel to fight the Originals. Holy crap. Well, you know, I mean, and that's one thing. I mean, I feel bad for Marcel. I like Marcel. I really do. I really wish that he was with Rebecca. I think he should have left with Rebecca because Rebecca's hot. But then I get it that we wouldn't have no more Marcel. But if I was Marcel, I would have left with Rebecca. I can't stress, Marcel, if you're listening to this, like, seriously, you should have left with Rebecca, but it's okay because you're still here. But now you want to fight the Originals, and I'm glad you got some vampire help. So that was that's really cool. I'm glad to see that. It sucks that T died. I like T. It was cool to see T forgiving Marcel, even though Marcel put him in, like, a wall and, like, kept him in there for, like, a long time, and it just sucked. But I think Marcel is going to make good for that. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen because I like Marcel. I can care less about his little vampire guys, but I do love Elijah and Klaus. So it's going to be interesting because it's like I like everybody and now they're going to fight each other. So it's going to be interesting to see how all that pans out. Another moment, the ancestors finally talk to that snatch Monique. I can't stand Monique. I wish she would die again already and like stay dead. Like, she just goes around like, I'm too good, I'm whatever, like, die already, Monique. But she pretty much tells Genevieve, who happens to be one of the hottest witches I've seen in a long time, besides my Davina, of course, that Genevieve no longer needs to sacrifice herself, that she needs to freaking kill Klaus's baby that happens to be in Haley. So, holy shnikes, that is going to be interesting because, I mean, what's going to happen? Now the Originals are going to be getting attacked on one side by Marcel and his vampires. It's obvious that these guys, these ancestor witches, are going to go after Haley's baby, which Haley's got plenty of werewolf backup for sure. All those werewolves coming from everywhere. Holy crap. I mean, that's like a werewolf army right there. I mean, I'm surprised nobody else is supernatural has said or seen anything. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Originals. They're going to be I know that they're going to get involved and want to protect Haley. She's got werewolves. I'm curious to see how that's all going to pan out. Klaus. Some of the stuff about Klaus. He was really pissing people off in this episode. Like what Klaus does. But he definitely messed up Genevieve. He could have been still sleeping with her. Why would he not? Sometimes his ego just, Klaus, because she's hot. And now that he's pissed off her, she's like, forget you. I ain't gonna help you. It's over. And it's just, even though she did have that plan to get Klaus's mom's memoirs and she just wants to use those spells. So, I mean, Genevieve kind of deserved what she got, but still, it looks like she's not gonna be helping out Cam's uncle, the priest guy, which I wish the priest guy and Cam would die already. I don't understand why they are still here anymore. All they do is cry and complain. Somebody kill them already. One of the moments I liked also, Elijah pretty much telling Klaus his peace of mind. He's no longer going to be nice to Klaus. He's no longer going to be looking out for Klaus, making sure everybody likes him, it seems. He's like, if I want it, I'm going to take it. Which I'm wondering, fans, is he going to take Haley now? Is he going to confess his feelings for her now? Or is he going to let Jackson and the boys stay around her with the werewolf? You know, because you definitely see the little jealousy and the from Jackson, which I don't think he really, I haven't seen that it bothers him, but it, I think it bothers Elijah a little bit. And Haley, I think she knows it, and I think she's playing both sides. Maybe it's the hormones with the hybrid baby in her belly. I don't know, but there's some serious crap going on with this. What else? I think that's it. I think that's it, yeah. I mean, overall, I really like this episode. It was a good episode to come back to the CW, so I'm excited for that. And then, of course, next week is going to be crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah. Scale 1 to 10, what do I give it? I give it a good 9. Yeah, I really liked it, like I said. So don't forget, it airs every, what? I think it's every Tuesday on the CW. And I'm going to be doing this every week. I'll probably either do it the night after it's done, or I might do it the next day like I'm doing right now. So that's pretty much it. If you want to check out more of my TV recaps, movie reviews, giveaways, all that good stuff, make sure you check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. I put some new stuff up there today, actually. You want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, you can check me out at Mike the Movie Guy and subscribe to my YouTube channel. That would be awesome. I Watch Mike. That's it, y'all. Peace out. Goodbye.